Think about the school bus you remember riding as a kid. The bright yellow paint, the squealing brakes, those tall, sticky naugahyde seats with no seatbelts, and of course, the smell of those diesel fumes. Now, take a listen to this bus. This is the sound of the walking school bus making its way down Main Street to Harold Martin Elementary School in Hopkinton. Every Tuesday morning, a line of grade school kids files its way from the Cracker Barrel, Hopkinton's Village store, just a few hundred yards to Harold Martin. For the parents dropping off their kids at the walking bus stop, it usually still means giving them a ride, just so their kids can take this short walk. I decided to join the school bus on a recent icy Tuesday to find out why parents like Emily Hacker make the effort.
I think walking to school is awesome because it, first of all, you're not fighting with your kids anymore. It's like they're all strapped into their backpacks and they're just putting 2 feet in front of the other, and they're happy and they're taking deep breaths and getting good gross motor work before school. It's a good thing.
Beatrice Burak is a third grader at Harold Martin, and she has her own reasons for wanting to walk with the bus.
Well, it's fun to get out in the morning and just be able to walk to school. A lot of my friends come and we just get to talk while we walk to school.
So it's like social.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you start doing this?
2 years ago, actually. We got a grant to put in the sidewalk at Harold Martin, and we wanted the kids to start using it. And it's a great way to have them learn that exercise should be built into their day.
That's Ed Grizzone, the phys ed teacher at Harold Martin and the driver behind the walking school bus. The grant he's talking about is from a federal program called Safe Routes to School, administered by the State Department of Transportation. Grizzone's feeling that the kids should actually be using the new sidewalk has caught on, to the point where sometimes he's leading a bus of more than 20 students, as long as the weather cooperates.
I would say that rain is the only thing that stops us. You know, it's probably, you know, in single digits this morning, and we still came out.
Grizzone also believes the walking school bus is part of a much bigger idea, the idea of changing the expectations for kids about the school environment, about changing the rhythm of their entire day. Plus, he says, the kids who walk on the bus talk about it with their friends in the classroom. They love showing off the reward they get for participating, too, a shiny plastic pedometer, also paid for with Safe Routes to School grant money.
They put it on their waist, and they try to count their steps. You can't push it? They count their steps on the way to the school.
Today, the kids clip the pedometers to their snow pants. Devices do seem like a big incentive, but pedometer isn't necessarily an easy word for some of the younger walkers to pronounce.
You get to have a pedometer and you get to check how many steps it is.
I like about it because and you get a thermometer and you get to see how many steps, and you can, and when you get to school, you get to check your thermometer, and you get, and all your friends come with you, and then you can walk with them.
It's not surprising that a PE teacher would lead the walking school bus, but as we round the final corner of the bus's short route, we were joined by more teachers from Harold Martin. Reading teacher Sally Turcott says when she and her colleagues saw the opportunity to walk just a few hundred yards with their students, she knew it was a chance to send an important message.
Absolutely. I think sometimes we set a better example by what we do sometimes than even just what we say. If they see us reading, they know how important reading is. So. Had to get that little plug in there, you notice that.
The path to a healthier school doesn't end at the heavy double doors that open into Harold Martin's hallways. The school recently asked parents to stop sending sweet treats like cupcakes and cookies in to celebrate student birthdays. And the PE classes aren't exactly what I remember from elementary school. Instead of bombardment and floor hockey, Grizzone believes in doing exercise kids might adopt for the rest of their lives, like snowshoeing. Grizzone also tells me he's given up another gym teacher staple in the name of making phys ed more fun and a little less like a required drill.
The first thing I decided was never to use a whistle. You know, I always grew up with phys ed teachers that used whistles, and I actually tried it during student teaching, and I went home the first night with my head ringing. And I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. And after a while, the kids don't respond to it. It becomes white noise. So, I had some music on my computer, and I was thinking, you know, what a great way to be able to start and stop activities with music.
As the first PE class of the day gets going, music is the soundtrack to the warm-up. And student teacher Courtney LaCour asks a class of third graders to pretend they're doing skateboard tricks as they run back and forth between the lines on the basketball court. While I recognize a few of the kids from our journey on the walking bus, what I don't see is anyone making an excuse why they can't participate. Instead, Harold Martin Elementary's gym is alive with kids having fun, dancing around between their turns to play. They look like they're starting the day right. They're definitely starting it in motion. For Word of Mouth, this is Rebecca Lavoie.